Hi, you're listening to The Truth Brothers. This is Toni Breedlove with Hot Topics Talk Radio. If you're not listening to The Truth Brothers, the truth ain't in you.
Some of it you're gonna like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
More like it. If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, then the truth ain't in you. Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. Happy Monday. It's that time. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devine.
And we're the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
It's gonna be that type of show, man. All right, and as always, you guys know you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net or truthbrosradio@gmail.com. And of course, y'all know by now, truth is still spelled T-R-U-F.
Yeah, and the chat room is coming up right now. It's up and open. Feel free to walk in the door and holler at us, man. What's going on?
Yeah.
I had to do a little something to get here, boy. We slid right in, right under the wire.
Man, we're live. That's all that matters.
There you
right
go.
Now. We're live. So
we made it. We're here.
Get used to it.
Get used to it.
Ain't that the wrong way to end that cover? Wasn't that the saying for the mother people? We're here.
No, I don't know nothing about that.
I hope not. But nah.
What they? I ain't about that life.
I got you. Nah, but what's up, man? How you feeling, man? Let's kick it off with you.
Weekend got a little bit of some stuff done, man. Got a little rest. Feel pretty good.
Okay.
Not too bad.
Got the bikes out the way.
We got the bikes out the way. It's going to be a motorcycle winning summer.
For the Truth Bros, man. Y'all, anybody who want to ride with the Truth Brothers, man, on this summer, man, and y'all get your bike and you're living that bike life, shoot us some emails, man. Let's go.
That's where it is.
Yeah, let's go on the Truth Brothers cross country tour on the bikes, man. Why not? Y'all want to ride with the Truth Brothers, say, hey, I want to ride with the Truth Brothers. We need to do this. Football season's over. They know what season it is. Bike season's up next.
That's what it is. Bike season.
It's bike season. So anyway, we're going to just breeze past your situation since you had a normal
weekend.
There
it is.
Let me tell you about my weekend, right? So first off, I felt like I just got hit into some racism. Let's just kick that off right now, right?
Right.
So basically, I'm at the store with my little youngin. And the mom, whatever, we doing some little minor shopping for the babies, right?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so, bam, we had a local store, and we in the checkout line, right? So I got my son in the first basket. She got the other little boy in the basket behind us. Life's grand, right? So I looks back, and I see creepy white guy just walking up. Behind her like that,
what
right?
What is creepy white guy?
Come on. Really?
Like, you know. Like that?
Yeah, like good news.
Yeah.
That dude,
like,
yeah.
So strong and strapping like that.
You know what? He looks like the homeless guy you passed, but he just didn't make it in life. Like, he was one bad decision away from... Have you ever seen that movie, The Family That Prays?
Unfortunately.
Okay. Now, remember the dude...
I actually like that one, yeah.
Really? Whatever. But anyway, the dude actually... Well, anyway, he was just a creepy older white guy with an old Black Hawk / Bears jacket on, right? I don't even know how they made...
They both won at one point, yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't even know how they even did that, but whatever. And it wasn't even like a leather. It was that windbreaker-ish type jacket, right?
Yeah, it's the Bear Hawk.
The Stardust. So he comes past, and I see him stop, like, by her. And I'm like, all right, I get to play God, because I'm going to go smashing, right? Oh, I was ready. I was in full
him,
beat.
You was him, dog.
Dude.
Guarding the gate.
I wasn't even him, dog. I was just watching, waiting to tell him, "All right, drop the sword, because I got to get down there." So the dude, he stops. He's, okay. I cracks me knuckles, because I don't want him to break. And he says, "Oh." And he pats my son on the head, right? Like, "Oh. Oh, what the little baby." Like a little Scottish accent.
Okay.
So, but, hey, here's where I don't like that, right? Don't pat my son on the head. Like, I understand. Look, I get it. Like, I understand what he was trying to do, and he wasn't trying to be, like, but I just thought he was like, "Oh, look at the little nigga baby." Like, I mean.
Oh, Lord. This racism is killing me inside.
I didn't even know.
Wow, dude.
Because, no, it wasn't, like, he wasn't a mean. Or
no.
But it was creepy. It was real creepy how he just slid up and just, "Oh, that's a nice hat. You out here with your little black family doing black things. That's good. Don't steal now."
Ooh.
Like he said, "Don't steal," and walked right out this door. I don't like, all right, we don't need too many
don't
of you.
Don't go the shoplifting.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
Whatever. It was creepy. I didn't like it.
Rubbed you
like
the
it.
Wrong way.
Rubbed me.
Because he pat your kid on the head.
I don't know you, first off, bro.
Don't
the
touch
the nastiest things in the world is bum hands. Kevin Hart told me that. Now, dude, you got nasty
bum hands.
Bum hands, dude.
That sounds like a sponsor.
Yes. Brought to you by Bum Hand Cleaner. It don't get nothing clean. But it's like, if a bum touched your sandwich, would you still eat it? No. You would
is
not
that
eat
lettuce?
Right. Dude, if a bum touched your controller on your Xbox, would you immediately pick it up? No, you'd wipe it off first. So
where's my Purell?
Where's my Purell and my handy sandy wipes? Like, I don't like that.
Wow.
And he looked like he had bum hands.
Wow. So that's insulting. Okay, well. Hey, I think I got insulted Sunday.
All right.
I take Isis to the vet to get her shot.
Right.
That time, right? Make sure that the official dog of the show is taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
We waiting in line to get the shot. Get up there. Vet is an old cat, right?
Okay.
Old dude. And me and Isis come up front. And the first thing he says is,
"Is that a pit bull?"
No, it ain't even what I... He say, "You know, I don't know if you hear this a lot, but you sure look an awful lot like Vin Rames."
Oh, Lord! This racism is killing me inside.
I don't know if you've ever heard that or not. And I'm like, well, honestly, no, I've never heard that. I guess any bald-head black guy with a mustache looks like...
Sam L. got convinced to looking like Lawrence Fishburne and went off on an anchor dude. He went
do
in.
I look? Yeah, I wouldn't piss Sam Jackson off.
No. He's
it's his beard.
But, yeah, you got hit with Vin Rames. So.
I got hit with Vin Rames. He say he's on the television a lot.
He's on your telly.
he's on your television a lot, and you look just like him. All I can say, I wish I had his money. Not his dresses, just his
money. I was about to say, you look like Holiday Hart.
I just mean, you notice the holidays just passed. I just saw Holiday Hart.
And you know,
and I pictured you with big boobs.
You know, sir.
No, don't like it.
If you smiled more, you look like sir, if you smiled just a wee bit more, you look like Holiday Hart.
It is. So enough of the insults. Who we hollered at?
All right. We got a shout out to Aquila Andrews, Lamar and Robert Patrick, my cousins, man. What's up with y'all? Got a shout out Fly Crew Clothing Line, man. They'll be getting in contact with us soon. Ebony Singleton, Mookie, got a shout out to her, my friend Nicole. Everybody over at ITW. Got to send a congrats to Anthony Davis, man. Made the All-Star team, which he should have done in the first place. So good luck, cuz. Do your thing. Congrats to Sheila Jackson, who had her twins over the weekend. Man, it's just been a twin. 2 weeks straight we done had people have twins.
Yeah, because I got to give a big shout out to my brother and his fiance.
Yeah.
They had their twins Wednesday.
Yeah.
And Very proud of them. Avery and Yui. Say what? Not Yui, Rock.
Riley would have been nice.
Avery and Riley, and he, my brother is proud as a. That's right. Now you got to pay for him.
Yeah.
Go get him.
Show him you're a tiger. Talitha Mathis, Shouted Diva, and Aunt Cactus. Shout them out. And for DJ's B-Days, we got Sarah Duran. Diamond Peace, a.k.a. Novi, shout out, happy birthday. Nicole Boney, Michael Speller, Corin Allen, what's up, man, happy birthday. Harold Bailey, Tiffany Redmond, Craig Combs, good brother, happy birthday to him. Michael Hines, Nina Simone, Tracy Brown, Teresia Hayden, Corey Brookins, Amelia Williams, and to another boy, Marcus Williams, happy birthday. Real quick. Gotta say, condolences out to a comedian that I knew, man. I just remembered that 5 seconds ago. Hannah Jackson, man. I don't know if y'all know this dude. He actually used to write for Chris Rock doing his earlier stand-up, man. Real funny dude. He actually wrote for Jay Leno, too, on his show.
They tried to spin him off with a series real quick.
Nah, that's Deion Cole
okay.
that you're talking about. Nah, right. Yeah, nah. But this dude actually wrote Chris Rock's a couple of Chris Rock stand-up, including that last one that he did. I can't remember the name of that. But anyway, yeah, he passed today, actually, and I just heard from that from B. Cole, man, and it just, like, we was chatting about that because I told him, dude, I remember meeting dude and everything. But shouts out to his family, man. I don't know if they listen. I told them to listen, but, man, real, real deep condolences, man. I know y'all hurting, and man, keep y'all head up, man. Stay strong. It'll get better. And with that out the way, I'm sorry.
All right. All right. Let's go ahead and get into it. This is The Terrible Truth.
This is The Terrible Truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and Devon.
Greetings and salutations. This is Kent Clark of The Terrible Truth. This portion of The Terrible Truth is brought to you by Bum Hand Sandwiches. Bet you can't eat just one.
There it is. And Jason Collins reversible condom, NFL style. Use one side, reverse it, then let your friend get in.
Let your friend have fun with butt love. Dude, what's up with all the gay dudes coming out?
Man.
Dude, hey, look, I'm not a homophobe. I'm not at all. If that's your life, live it. We've said this numerous times on our show. We don't care what you do. Just don't do it with me. But all I'm saying is, I find this is actually wrong. The dude who's coming into the draft came out and said he was gay, and
yes,
he dropped 70 points on the draft board.
Yeah, that was
that's
bogus.
Wrong. Yeah,
that was bogus. This is the SEC Defensive Player of the Year.
Right.
And he was slated to go at about 100 in the draft and dropped 60 points after he came out.
They hit him after the draft, after the combine. He was expected to go at like 30th.
Right, but he would have had to do the combine. I was just talking about right now.
Oh,
slated him at about 100. And yeah, so
yeah,
if the Bears draft him, you cool?
I don't care as long as he is here. Do your job.
We got Chris Conte. It don't get no gayer than that.
Yeah.
Chris
Conte.
Hey, can he pick up the ball?
Did he say, "Hey, Briggs, say don't pick it up"?
Right.
As long as he said, "Hey, Briggs, say don't pick the ball up," we was like, "All right," and started walking to Coach Trestman. Whatever.
I have no wrong. Hey, if the dude can play, the dude can play. Don't care.
Yeah, that's talent. It's all about him being gay has nothing to do with his talent. And hey, proof in the pudding, Dennis Rodman in the Hall of Fame. Whatever.
Hey, Dennis Rodman was a hell of a basketball
player. He was. Don't matter his lifestyle.
Those 5 rings are real.
He earned them.
That man shed a young Shaq down. Hey.
Well, you grabbing somebody's balls ass. Yes.
Did it get a ring? You didn't hear Jordan complaining.
No. Nah. But it behind close. Hey, man, look, my son can't be you.
Hey, understand that. Don't matter. I'm with, hey, my son, hey, no, not him.
Anybody else? Scotty?
Yeah, no tipping Pippin, hey.
Pip don't tip. That's
yeah. Everybody know Pip don't tip. Pip yeah. don't tip.
That's what he told him on the way out. He was like, hey, 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 hey.
No tipping Pippin.
Pip don't tip. And walked out the door. Oh, God, that's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny. And another thing real quick, I wanted to bring this up before we actually, I know this is still part of Terrible Truth, but the big news about that fight that's been canceled, the Zimmerman DMX fight.
Thank man. You. Because you know what? I got to admit, there's one show way rawer than ours. And they're my idol, The Soup.
Yeah.
And The Soup got a quote from DMX that just wasn't uplifting for the race at all.
What did he say?
It wasn't uplifting for the race at all.
Can we get the clip next week?
I will work hard to get the clip okay. next week. Okay. That sounds, if they got it on YouTube, yeah.
And we might want to wait and talk yeah. about that then to bring
yeah,
it up next week.
Yeah, because The Soup, I mean, and The Soup
ripped it.
I mean, why don't we do this? I'll tell you what, let's talk, we're going to do this break. We come back. We discuss it. We want to okay. talk about it. We talk about it. Truth right. Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Ray Gates of True Brothers Radio. Taking this time to say thanks to everyone who's tuned into the show. You're on the rise and we have you to thank for it. If you like what you're hearing, feel free to join our Facebook page, give us a review on iTunes, or drop us a line at wewanttruth@att.net. Also, don't forget to tell your friends about the show. Due to you spreading the word about the show, we are on our way to becoming the number one show on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks again for joining the True Brothers family. Peace. True Brothers Radio.
Exist in a state of vainglorious as we are protected by the red, the black, and the green. Heed the words of the brother, Sippy.
Let us the word to phrase, the paragraph. Heed masses, day begins class. The science of past is now brought to the rhyme space. From the scrolls, state of the person. God to God, from God to man. Many kings, many leaders, a fist from my hand. They call me militant, now what does this mean? Do I carry a gun to leave the army?
Radio, we're back. And during our second hour, right now we're doing The Terrible Truth. During our second hour, we will be talking about This Another King. Do you feel like the man with all of these club flyer promotions and promos that's out there to have the king hold fistful of hundreds while strippers bounce on them? You cool with that? If you are, it's your 40. Tune in, True Brothers. Let us know how you feel. If not,
definitely
holler at us.
Definitely. Because I'm going to tell you, this past week, the silence has been deafening.
Yeah.
The yeah. silence happened. Usually in shows like this, we try to poke people with a stick. Everybody like, hey.
Whatever.
Walmart got a sale.
Didn't have to be me. Hey.
There it is. So, yeah. So the DMX and the DMX Zimmerman fight's been canceled due to stupidity.
Well, and the outcry of the public. And I heard a lot of people that was getting upset about the fight and this, that, and the third. And I actually went on my page, my personal Facebook page, and I put up a quick status. Like, I was like, look, if the fight happened, I didn't care. If it didn't happen, I didn't really care. The thing that get me was people were so outraged and they were just
wanting. They should have been.
But I didn't understand. Like his,
he's not a celebrity.
He's not, and I admitted that in my, I'm like, dude, he's not a celebrity. By no means did you. When you say, I don't even look at the term celebrity as celebrity no more. It's
true,
because
but
it's thrown
even,
out too easy.
Right, even a reality star celebrity, he's not that. He's
right.
Infamous. He's a pariah.
Exactly.
He's, if you wanted to call it, the sickening death match, sure. If they had to, remember the Claymation show, Celebrity Death Match?
Yeah.
If he was on there, that would be for jokes. We did it, that would be for jokes. But to actually have him somewhere, pay him.
I mean, because.
And to call him a celebrity is insulting.
That's insulting.
I don't care in any frame you put it. That's insulting.
But, and that's like I'm saying, when I was talking about it with the people that I had the conversation with, I was like, dude, has he done anything to become a celebrity? No, murdering an unarmed black kid does not make you a celebrity. I totally agree with that. Only thing I said is that the case put a spotlight on him.
Yes, it did.
And it made him it made him a figure.
Yes.
That's what it did.
Now, someone will try to tell you that, well, if OJ is a celebrity, he's a celebrity.
OJ.
And I would, well, OJ. You know how OJ is there. That's
right. I was about to say.
See, you got one too, OJ. And I would be like,
right.
OJ was a celebrity before saying that he killed his wife.
Naked Guns.
He was a celebrity.
Naked Guns.
Right.
Buffalo's. Bills.
Buffalo Bills. Heisman winning. One of the greatest NBA running backs
NFL.
Ever.
NFL.
I'm sorry. Did I say NBA? I'm sorry.
Did.
NFL.
Yes.
And Towering Inferno. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your Hertz commercials. Y'all
Leaping
seen
over,
him flying
yeah.
through an airport, and y'all loved it. So
it
I don't want to hear that. Zimmerman was nobody. Zimmerman was Joe Public and thrust into the limelight through injustice.
Exactly.
He's a celebrity. He's as much of a celebrity as John Wayne Gacy is a celebrity.
There you go. That's the best way that I could see it. Yes, you're absolutely right there.
So,
now when I asked that, like, the reason I said what I said, though, is because the word celebrity is thrown around too easy right now. Like, you can become a YouTube celebrity. You could, like, I was saying Anton Dotson.
Yes, but he didn't kill anybody.
No, he didn't. No,
actually, his thrust into celebrityism was based on racism, one, but at least it was a noble thing he did.
Yes.
He fought off a dude trying to rape his sister. I decided to tolerate him
because of that.
I had no problem with his 15 minutes of fame. I hope he put his money away.
No, he didn't.
I know he didn't, but... Yeah.
He has problems. So anyway,
now
whatever.
He's straight too.
Whatever.
All of a sudden, he likes girls.
Whatever. He likes dressing like them. But anyway, here's something. I'm gonna get into a story. One of our terrible true stories for the day. Man, so many. This one here: woman steals man's sperm during oral sex to get pregnant.
Yep.
Fellas,
protect your baby. Protect your baby batter, gentlemen. Protect your baby batter. Now, 818-514-1202. I triple dog dare a woman to defend this story. Go ahead.
Okay. A judge made a... Oh, are you crazy? I got some stuff to tell you about this story after the show.
Here we go.
A judge made a wise decision in a rather complicated case connected with illegal use of sperm.
Yep.
A man sued his ex-girlfriend when he found out that she had secretly used his sperm to conceive a child. The judge ruled that the woman's action could not be viewed as criminal because the man had given his sperm to her on a voluntarily basis.
Oh, boo! Boo on you, sir! Dad, did you shoot it?
Did you
go porn style? She said, yeah, put it right here.
On me
face.
Nah, the story.
She said, put it right here.
In my mouth.
And yeah, I'll swallow it. Push. Spread that jelly in there and hope for the best.
Now, how do you, look,
wow.
is it really voluntarily?
Yeah.
No,
actually,
it's not.
Because,
you can't, if you wanted to stop that, how many times have you wanted to stop that feeling and, hey, you know what?
That's all I can tell you.
You know what
the judge said? You shot it.
And
she kept it. What she did with it after she kept it is her business. You shared your gum.
And put it in bum hands.
Woo! It was a transfer of, you put your DNA on her and not a DNA below. Yeah.
Dr. Richard Phillips sued Dr. Sharon Irons.
Oh! Medical malpractice. Oh, my God. Medical malpractice.
Phillips said that his former girlfriend, Irons, deceived him by stealing his own semen that she obtained through oral sex. The woman subsequently used Phillips' sperm to get pregnant without his knowledge. The two lovers split up, and Richard Phillips didn't know about the baby.
She said, I'm having that baby.
He found out about the baby after Sharon Irons filed a paternity suit seeking a monthly allowance.
Yep. Guess who's pregnant and it's yours.
He was ordered to pay $800 every 2 weeks for the child support.
Tell me, he didn't just say that.
$800 every 2 weeks for child support. Richard Phillips accused his former lover of calculated, profound personal betrayal and required a compensation for the moral damage. Irons did not plead guilty, having said that she did nothing bad to her former lover. The woman added that
he liked it.
Anguish could not be considered a reason for lawsuit. The court agreed with Irons' argument, but Phillips refused to give up and filed an appeal.
He's going to take that to the Supreme Court.
The Illinois Appeal Court has finally acknowledged the rightfulness of the deceived man. The court ruled that Sharon Irons had a sexual affair with Richard Phillips, but to obtain the semen. Oral sex eventually resulted in pregnancy, which is obviously impossible, and testified that premeditated fraudulent intentions of the woman, the court said. The judge added, however, that it was not correct to accuse Irons of sperm theft. Ejaculation was a gift of the plaintiff.
And you know how much you like to share your gift.
Furthermore, there was no agreement that the original deposit would be returned upon request.
You want it back? You're going to know. If she knocked one back and went in to kiss you, you're going to say, no. Then she said, okay, now it's mine. Push.
And rub in.
Why are you sitting there with your legs up in the air? Oh, no reason.
Just planning on getting me $1,600 a month. You're a doctor. You're a doctor.
But he's a brain surgeon.
She's a brain. She's just a genius. She must be a rocket scientist. Dr. Iron Rocket Science, because that's wrong, man. I'm sorry. Look, no
she
dude. Yeah, oh, she got
she
him
did.
Good.
Hey, 818-514-1202. Hey.
Oh, well.
Hey.
Here's my thing.
Hey. She said, hey, I'll take my chances in.
Check it out. We got the evidence right here, Your Honor. A bag of
he
Mr.
Said,
Phillips.
I've
cum.
Never. There you go. I've never put it down there.
Never.
I always put it up there.
Where
it's safe. Your baby batter is never safe.
But no dude thinks.
Better start thinking. Hey.
Look, no dude thinks that when you getting that type of satisfaction from a woman that you going to...
She volunteered it. No.
In here. That's No.
If you put it on my butt cheeks, I can't reach it in time. If you put it there, I say shoot it there and have a have a towel waiting because you're careful and you're caring. Pile, cover, wipe, move on with your day.
All right, I'm about to let it happen. Turn around. That's
turn around. Hit that, you know that spot in the on the back where you can't never get that itch?
That
right there. Brow.
All right.
Yep, hold
wax
on.
On.
Wax off, because I don't, hey, I care about you. I would never leave you like that. I respect you too much.
I don't want your jacket getting stuck to your back.
There you go.
Keep it moving, baby.
There you go. Lady.
I find that wrong.
Is that devious or what?
I find that wrong, man. I'm sorry.
I'm not exactly crazy about it, but you got to be careful.
With your batter.
Hey, you've got the gift. Look.
Here we go.
Yep, here we go. Let's take a break. We come back. We're going to talk about the birds and the bees. True Brothers Radio.
You know how we do, Rockefeller. Forever.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Catch me skating through your town, putting it down. Y'all relating, no waiting. I'll make your block infrared hot. I'm like Satan. Y'all feel a nigga struggle. Y'all think a nigga Luddle. Hustle behind the wheel, trying to escape my trouble. Can't stop the greeting me. I'm talking sweet the cheese, cursing the very God.
Truth Brothers Radio.
What's great about the iPhone is that if you want to know where your ex-girlfriend is at any moment, there's an app for that. Or if you want to check her personal calendar so you can accidentally run into her and give her a chance to take you back, there's an app for that. And if you want to set up automatic late-night calls so she knows you're always thinking about her, well, there's an app for that. And if you need an attorney with a proven record of fighting restraining orders, there's an app for that. But if the judge can't appreciate your love for her, and you're required by state law to move on, there's an app for that. And if you need to buy a car with enough horsepower to drive off a cliff so that she comes to your funeral and gives a eulogy about what a great guy you were, and then breaks down and cries as she realizes that no other man will ever make her as happy as you did, and that now she's destined to die a lonely old cat lady because she was too stupid to see what she had when it was right in front of her. Yeah, there's an app for that too. That's the iPhone, solving life's dilemmas, one app at a time.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio, and we're back. Now, let's talk about the facts of life a little bit here.
Facts of life? Wasn't that the retarded girl on that real quick?
There was a slough on there.
I think I got my keys. Like,
yeah, there was a, okay. Yeah, there was a slough on
okay,
there.
Okay, I'm
yeah.
sorry. I didn't know. That was That's wrong. Yeah. Whatever. She's a slough. Go ahead. Keep going.
All right. Well, look.
Why did I do my fingers like
yeah,
that?
I don't know. Like, they could see it. Look. You have a lot of what you all right, man.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Talk to the pig.
All right. Women love to tell you how that's they baby.
Yes.
It's I carried them 9 months.
Yes.
That's my baby. Yo check, my baby.
Indeed.
Right?
Indeed.
But how did they get the baby? You're carrying the DNA. You're carrying the kid. You're carrying the kid right now.
Real quick.
Yes.
I was just told to shout somebody out. So shout out to Ebony M. Singleton, which I shouted you out in the beginning of the show. So I'm sorry, man. You got your big shout out. She's listening. What up, Ev? How you feeling, baby? Go ahead, man.
All right, now.
You say we got the baby making batter.
You got the baby making batter. That's your power. You've got to be careful with your power. Simple as that. 818-514-1202. If you disagree with me, please call in. Set us straight.
You are,
but
ooh, you are dancing with. Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey,
go ahead.
But it's, hey, you shoot them up. You can't shoot everybody. You've got to. You've got to pick the right receptacle to carry your seed. That's your responsibility. That's your job.
Okay.
You have to pick the right one. This ain't me preaching. Because if anybody's ever looked into the archives, everybody knows I'm a bad judge of character. So this is not me sitting on the throne telling you where you went wrong.
Like, peasants. Right.
Look here, peasants. No. This, hey, don't be like me.
Yeah.
Choose better.
Hey, choose glad.
Hey, you got to be careful with your stuff. You got money. You've heard of women giving dudes condoms with holes in them.
Yes.
You've heard of such things.
But, dude, the
not
only
saying
thing
every
saying...
woman is like that, and I don't believe
no,
every
no.
woman is devious like that.
Especially our listeners. None
right.
of our listeners
not like
that.
That. But we're just saying, you've heard stories. You know it's possible. You
yes.
have to be careful with who you impregnate. You've
absolutely.
Got to make conscious choices about who you choose to impregnate.
But what I'm saying
not
is,
just, oh, it felt great.
But no, dude.
Condoms fuck.
No. I feel you. If you going in raw and you're smashing and you doing what you not supposed to be doing, then yes. But no dude who's receiving oral sex, men need to choose better. Okay. We just got to comment. Men need to choose better. We do.
Didn't I just say that?
You did just say
I
that.
Just
that's
said
what
that.
Big Bro just said.
So,
you're absolutely right.
You, yeah.
But my thing is, if no dude who's receiving that kind of attention says either do
hey,
it one. Hold on.
Good,
no
good.
Dude says, hey, do it with a condom on. Or
that, yeah, professionals say that.
No. Nope. That
no, that's folly, sir. No.
Because first off, they're going to say the latex tastes funny.
One, yeah. I got spermicide on there. I don't want you. That's yuck.
Look, happened. One time, hey, she was, hey, you know, we need to, but I want you to, and I was like, I've never done that before, but okay, give it a shot. So, bam, it was done, and she, ew, that tastes funny.
You think?
Yeah.
You ate a balloon.
That's,
you ate a balloon.
That's where I was at, but okay, you know, whatever. So, story short, no dude who's getting that thinks, okay, let me put this condom on, or if, especially if it's going down the receptacle, you're not saying, okay, she's going to go to the bathroom, spit this into a turkey baster, and pop herself up. Like, who thinks that?
Now, gentlemen, it's incumbent on you to make sure she's cleaned up plate.
Open
and he
your
was
mouth.
A doctor. Open your mouth and say, ah, sorry, can't take no chances. I make $250,000 a year. Open your mouth and say, ah, take out your tongue depressor. All right, we're good. Here's a lollipop and a breath mint.
And some
let's
scope.
Let's go to dinner.
And some scope. Cause you're gonna
hey, Anthony, keep your tongue depressor. Make sure. All right.
Yeah, you
down
will.
The hatch.
You
here
will.
Comes the plane. Yeah, all right.
You're well over the seven-figure mark, bro.
Yeah.
Watch it. Watch
yeah,
your ass.
They syndicate this show.
Send it over.
I'm going to keep a whole bunch of popsicle sticks. hey, all right.
Ah.
Seven figures mean you take seven-figure type precautions. Hey, one of the listeners just said, guys got to choose better.
Yes.
So don't get offended when we check to make sure it went down the hatch. Don't get offended. That's all I'm saying.
Don't get upset when the bros say, hey. All righty.
Stick out your tongue, please.
All right.
Oh, we got some residue left, and you take a tally. All right.
Let me get it
get
there.
Get that
this,
out of there.
Get
all
it
right.
here with this Q-tip.
Or you go with, or you be like the dentist. Here's some, hey, swish that around and spit. You're, there you go.
I need you to kill all the germs.
There you go.
You're an evil man, bro.
Really?
You're an evil man, bro.
Evil. Evil. No, you know who was evil.
Of earth.
Lucifer, Lucifer,
down of the morning.
Top of the morning to you.
Hey,
you know he just won't shoot you down there, will he? That's not fair, and you'll be a great mother to his kids. You know what you should do?
What should I do?
You should catch a mouthful of them fish and go ahead and put them where it belongs. He'll thank you for it later. Trust me. Lou out.
Damn it, open my floor door.
Einstein.
Albert
effing Einstein.
Yeah, open it's my, relative, all right. Yeah. Open my floor door.
I just figured
Albert Einstein in hell. That's all kind of wrong.
I just figured because dude wasn't a genius. Why not? He should be there too. Yeah, I was in hell.
Albert Einstein in hell. That is a wow.
Yeah, it's a thing.
That's a person that I never thought about him going a year.
He'd be there. Whatever. He's a genius.
So sticking your tongue out at people.
Catch the baby.
Hey, yeah. All right. Yeah, that was wow.
Yeah, it caught
okay.
Me. Yeah, off guard is what
speaking of hell.
What you got?
I got a nice candidate right now.
Here we go.
Yeah, enjoy this one. Cop beats deaf man for 7 minutes because he didn't respond to him.
You damn Skippy. You damn, sir. He's sitting over
and
there.
I've got the picture. He's deaf, but the way they beat him, he's blind now, too.
I love
it. They shed his light.
Tone him down.
They shed his light.
He just will not
they
stop
got
throwing
it.
Up the game.
Oh,
man.
He is. Oh, my. Hey. Oh, yes. They learned him up
he
night.
He went night-night.
An Oklahoma man was beaten for 7 minutes by police because he didn't respond to their yelling. The 64-year-old Pearl Preston, a deaf diabetic driver who lives in Oklahoma City. My man Pearl. Bad enough as his name is Pearl, but he never got to hear the joke.
Pearl. Hey, y'all know Pearl? Yeah, Deaf Pearl. Yeah, we know him.
Pearl Jam is what we call it.
We call him Dummy.
Stupid.
Dummy.
Cop, pull him over. License and registration. Do you hear me talking to you, sir? Oh, you think you tough? And they kept beating him.
He was that quiet.
He was that quiet.
No.
He was hospitalized as the result of the beating on January 3rd.
Beat his ass.
The following story
is boys for more fun.
According to the Preston family and what happened that night. Here are the facts. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol pulled him over late the evening of January 3rd. Pearl pulled over as he should have. Now, the man don't want no trouble. He can see.
Hold on.
He saw the deaf people can drive.
Hold on.
You don't have to speak
to
drive.
I know you don't. And hold on. Let me fix my beat. So hold on, because I've been rolled.
818-514-1202.
Here's my thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Deaf Pearl and them done got into the car.
Yes.
Pearl's he's hand signaling to music, right?
He's singing the lyrics with his hands.
He's singing the lyrics.
Every day I'm hustling.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's throwing up. He's listening to Kendrick Lamar, Control,
there
right? He's hand signaling that, throws the hand off the wheel, so he starts to swerve. Cop behind him say, all right, we got one. Let's get the Rodney stick.
Yeah.
So they pulls up next to Mac Miller. Hey, man.
Just got a brand new set of stun cuffs. Fresh out the box.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish.
They pull him over.
Right.
License and registration. Here's a problem. Pearl's driver's license indicates that he's deaf. The placard on his license plate says driver is deaf. And I guess they thought that meant he was bad. Like Def Jam.
Bad Jam.
Pearl pulled over, rolled down his window, expected an officer to ask for his application. An officer struck him in the face before he could do anything.
You're tootin' he did. Yeah, so you don't want to answer. We got a rally, boys. Let's get it.
Pull him over. He hands out the registration and gets a nice stick to the eye.
Yes.
And people, this is in the terrible truth. All they did was hit him. Every shot was in the eyes. He looked like one of the Simpsons.
That episode when Homer got the LASIK surgery and his eyes crusted
like
up real bad.
One of the Simpsons.
Ooh, yeah, they call them two knots right now.
Yeah, Don Knot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't see.
An interpreter was never provided while he was under the care of law enforcement during booking. Or at the time of he was in the hospital or in jail, was an interpreter provided. Even though he kept requesting one, but they thought it was gang sign.
Yes, sir. What you want, sir? BB. What? Officer. I want my BB. Officer, get your stun cuffs. We got a Riley. No, BB. You know what he sound like? Remember in Rise of the Planet of the Apes? With
yep.
Caesar first,
yep, they gave him a Caesar. Hey, boys, he wants a Caesar.
No.
The whole time, Pearl is wondering why this is happening. He has no clue why he was beat. The family are not sure.
I'm sorry.
Pearl's own son is a police officer.
He got the first link.
There's his punk-ass dad.
That's punk-ass dad Pearl right there. Come on, boys. I hate him. I hate him because he never talked to me.
What a dumbass.
Punk-ass daddy
he
Pearl.
He never listens to me.
Be quiet. Rose got the ball. All I wanted
he
was
just
dad.
Kept gesturing to me with his middle finger.
And flipping his chin at me. That means fuck him. I mean.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh.
We're going to hell. We're
oh
working the front door. Punk. Oh, his son
his
got
son
the first lick.
There's a cop pulling him. There's his punk ass knob. He never listened to me.
I told him, Dad, here comes the train. He looked at me like I was stupid. It was Malcolm's train.
We here at the Truth Brothers do apologize for the offensive comments that were made that may have included public figures such as Jesse Jackson, Tyler Perry, R. Kelly, Mitch McConnell, Michelle Bachmann, her gay-ass husband, John Boehner, any member of the GOP, any member of the clergy, so on and so forth. Thank you for your understanding.
Yeah, made the wrong apology.
That's the, if you like this side of the border.
Anybody? Yeah, nobody knows that. Man.
Oh, I know.
Wait till they'll do another round of the immigration bill. And when they do the immigration bill, we had a song about 3 years ago ready for the Republicans immigration bill.
Man, you know what's crazy? If they knew half the stuff that goes on our brain or that we can't say that we want to, oh, boy, we need an uncut Truth Brothers one day. Just look, this is what we think. Anyway, that sounds
offensive
like...
offensive day.
Why not? Just how we many, tied up the
how
FCC.
How many people can we offend?
Dude, we tied up the FCC. We could do that. We could do it, but I know we got 10 minutes for the next joint, man.
Wow, and out of all the offensive things we've said, we've never said, look at Martin Luther King looking at that thong. Never said that.
I was actually finna just go into this real quick.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
I digress.
Second hour, though, we will say, Martin, what are you doing? Nah, we wouldn't say that. But look. I have to read this story real quick because there was no way. I saved this one for the last part of Terrible Truth, and we're going to roll right into Martin Luther King. Man set apartment fire because manager told him to stop masturbate. True story. I swear to God. Dude, let me say this before.
You big dummy.
Ladies and
gentlemen. You are making way too much noise with your beatery. Calm that down.
He's beaten by Richard. But the thing is, people, we cannot make these stories up. These, I will post every story we do. We post them with the pictures of the people. There is no lies. Yeah. This is not
Bright Eyes is on Facebook. Bright Eyes.
That's what you call Death Beats.
Right.
Beats by death.
He's on Facebook. Oh, my God.
They learned him up super good.
Yeah, they. Woo.
We need that. But,
And I bet every stroke, every punch came out like Batman. He just pow.
Damn.
Yow.
Yow, poof. And he was signing, "Don't hit me." Pow! He signed pow.
Look at him. He wants some more.
Is that GDN? He said, that's wrong.
Wow.
But, okay, here we go. Man set apartment fire because manager told him to stop masturbating. A Florida man by the name, they going to say the dude, by the name of Kenneth Haskins. I'm going
to
say it.
He needs to be.
Kenneth Haskins. I'm asking you to stop masturbating in my building. That ain't even paint no more. You just put your boys on the wall. Boys on the wall paint. Quit shooting your knuckle children at the wall. Allegedly saddened.
Haskins knuckle children.
Haskins knuckle children in wall paint.
Oh, Lord.
That's off-white. Haskins allegedly set his apartment complex on fire Sunday night, leaving four people home.
Now that's a fire.
What's wrong? What's wrong with you, man? What's wrong with you, son?
Now that's a fire.
The people are wondering what. Finish your story, sir. Finish your story, sir.
Oh,
okay. All right.
Oh, let me get it together.
Yes, please, sir.
Okay.
This is professional radio. Where's Tony when we need her?
I done scared the official dog of Truth Brothers Radio. Hey, Isis. Okay, I'm sorry. Leaving four people. even four people homeless. The 58-year-old Tampa resident reportedly used flammable liquids to start the blaze because he wanted to get back at the complex manager company, Mar Plaza, Tampa Bay Times report. Recently, management told him he needed to stop masturbating in front of his windows in front of
I do it for the kids. I do it for the kids.
That's a fire.
Oh, my God.
Hey, boys. No. Then make the masturbating noise. And No. This is the worst story ever. Okay. All right. Let's get it together, y'all. We got to finish this. We got to. Oh, they are clowning us on Facebook. Shouts out to everybody tuning in, man. We love y'all, for real. Masturbating in front of the windows and front door, police
to the windows
told,
to the wall.
So all these sperm children fall. Skeet, skeet, skeet.
I kiss you, you orange flavor mother.
That's for you, boy, with your Pokemon book bag. Get over here, you pigly zombie.
We're going to let you finish that.
Okay.
We will do it on the other side of this break.
I'm sorry. We can't.
Come back, we will get into Dissing of the King, Truth Brothers Radio.
It's been a long time.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Follow procedures. The crowd couldn't wait to see this. Nobody been this long awaited since Jesus. Who wouldn't believe it? I heard the word on the street is I'm still one of the deepest on the mic since Adidas. They said I changed the times from the rhymes that I thought of. So I made some order, put the new world in order with mathematics. Put your status above the average and help you rappers make paragraphs with graphics. From school days to dawning, new ways of performing.
Hello, this is Candace, producer of Truth Brothers Radio, here to inform you of a global epidemic that has afflicted millions of people throughout the ages. FUD, fucked up dome disease. It starts at birth and progressively gets worse as the person ages. Everyday people that you know suffer from FUD, like that guy at the grocery store, that girl that you work with, that weird kid that rides your school bus every day.
Oh, look at his head.
People that you know and love. Admit it. There is definitely someone you know and love who suffers from FUD. Famous celebrities such as Tyra Banks, Reggie Miller, Ray Allen, Forrest Whitaker, Steven Seagal, Val Kilmer, Rosie O'Donnell, Paula Deen are plagued with having FUD. Many FUD sufferers live in denial by stating that they just have a lot on their mind. But it's simply not true. For just 72 cents a day, you can help control FUD by providing these FUD victims with the necessary items, such as extra large hats, scarves, paper bags, to help these people cope with this incurable disease. Won't you help support Truth Brothers in our never-ending fight to control FUD and make a difference by calling 888-BIG-HEAD. That's 888-244-4323. Stop staring. Start caring. FUD. Just give a damn.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
then the cross so chest and try to bite so ill. And go bang, 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 bang.
Truth Brothers Radio. We're back. This
and
is the second hour.
Go ahead.
Of Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, I'm sorry, y'all. I had to calm down. And as always, you guys know you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net or truthbrosradio@gmail.com. And y'all know by now, truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
Yep, and the chat room is wide open. Nobody's in it. Everybody's in the queue, and they are blowing us up all over Facebook.
I know, man.
They are blowing Facebook up right now.
Shouts out to Destiny, man. I know she's listening in, too. Like I said, Ebony, man. Everybody who's out there listening, man, enjoying the terrible truth, man. We appreciate that. You know, keep laughing with us, man. You know, that's what we do. We try to inform and entertain.
That's right.
Oh, this is crazy, though.
And, yeah, so Splatterboy burns his building down.
Because
the window.
Yeah.
Pulling.
To the children. Hey, boy. Yeah, I like your face.
That's messed up.
I just finished this up real quick. I'm sorry. Haskins reportedly admitted to starting the fire to extract revenge. No injuries were reported after the fire, which started at about 10 p.m. Bay News reports that the firefighters had to evacuate more than 28 units and 4 were damaged, including Haskins' apartment. Well, he started it there. I would assume that would be the first one he did.
He had to get all that DNA off the wall.
Yeah, take my grandchildren off the wall. Whatever. Mar Plaza is a community of about 80 small apartments, several low income and disabled. God, come on. Are we just beating the sloughs today? And we're going to have a Truth Brother dictionary. Slough is just a retarded person. We're going to say it. Or, you know, what do we call it? That's retarded people, right?
Sure.
Sloughs, whatever. Disabled residents, according to the International Business Times. Haskins has lived there for more than a decade. His face was disfigured when he shot himself with a shotgun.
Playing with it.
You told me not to pull that trigger.
I pulled it, but didn't nothing happen.
It ain't like my pulling. When I pull something here, something goes off.
Right. And he's looking down. It must be stuck in there.
Diddy said, of course you know this means war.
Right.
He went happy.
As he put his beak back to the front of his face.
Poor ignorant.
Anyway.
Yeah. Ready.
Let's shift gears a little bit.
Okay.
And get into something a little more serious.
All right.
And I made a plea out on Facebook. I really wanted to hear from some people because there's nothing wrong with joking. There's nothing wrong with teasing. I believe icons should be teased. I believe certain icons are so revered. The more they're revered, the more they're capable of taking jokes,
right.
I believe. The founding fathers of America, their founding fathers, you can joke about them all day long. You see them in commercials and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
It's been 260 years, but you see it. So I'm saying it took 260 years before it was acceptable to put Benjamin Franklin
in a
progressive commercial.
Yeah, I got you.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, it has not been 200 years for some of our iconic leaders in the civil rights movement or our iconic black leaders, period. But I do believe that in order to get to some truth, I believe that you should have some frank discussions. You can have some jokes.
Absolutely.
I have nothing wrong with that. And talking about Martin Luther King or Malcolm X in a historical context or realistic context with some jokes, I really have no problem with that.
Right.
But there is a line. And some things, you should have enough respect for the people who put their life on the line.
And lost their life.
And lost their life or risked jail, beatings, and worse for you to be able to have some of the supposed privileges that you have, that some things is apropos. You don't, you just know. And putting Martin Luther King in a stripper chair with asses and 50s in his hand is absolutely wrong. One, it's nothing realistic to his life. And don't get me wrong, I'm a realistic type of guy. And Martin Luther King was a ladies' man.
He was.
Martin Luther King liked to get it in. Got no problem with that. But Martin Luther King didn't go to the strip clubs, and Martin Luther King didn't objectify or disrespect women.
Here's the thing. I mean, I'm going to let you elaborate on that. But the thing about Martin, if he did, I mean, not even if, Martin didn't carry himself as that type of person. Like,
right.
If whatever Martin did was behind closed doors to a point where the FBI or whoever had to figure it out. If Coretta knew. I was trying to lead on the other half, but I got it. But it was in-house. They kept it, look, you got these problems, or and I don't even want to call it a problem. You got the issues on what you do, that's fine, but keep it in-house. Martin and Coretta carried themselves with a certain level of dignity.
Yeah.
Right. To a point where it's almost like what people are objectifying them to or putting images of not just him. I saw a couple of Coretta that I was like, yo, that's kind of disrespectful too. But to put Martin Luther King you put a crown on his head, all right. But when you throw 40 gold
chains. He's a king. Get it?
When you throw 40 gold chains around his neck, 10 rings on his fingers, and holding a hundred and got the promo simply to promote a party to not just celebrate the man's birthday, but his life, his legacy, and what he's contributed to the civil rights movement, to embarrass and disrespect not just him, but his children, who still are alive. And,
trust me, they do a good enough job of embarrassing themselves.
That's
don't need your help.
You're just gonna throw that at the kids.
Whatever.
Let's just try some decorum today. Just try it. But anyway, to subject them to even have to see their father, who is a public figure, an icon of this country, I find how could you even if you were even putting that image together, which I do Photoshop. But to even put that image together, you don't feel a certain way.
You don't feel like, what I'm doing here is kind of wrong.
Right.
Even if you've got the most idyllic image in your head and you think that you're not doing any harm, you don't second guess yourself and say, you know what? What if they don't get what I'm saying here?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I, like I said, dude, it's been images that I've done and I was like, yo, I don't know. Like I don't want to get too personal with the
right.
joint, but it's like, it's been things I have done that I'm like, you know what? I don't think I'm gonna put this out there because it can stay in my head
or it could be taken the wrong way.
Exactly. And I don't want anybody to look at me a certain way. Like the guy, I think we covered this last year. The guy had the Bouncing for King bash.
That was the first year. Yep.
Yeah.
Year
and one. He had the black and white image. And it's up on our page. Like I said, Truth Brothers Radio. Anybody who's a friend of the thing, just go down our line. You'll see all the pictures
or
whatever.
Got a special pocket called Are You Disrespected Yet?
Yeah. It's
check
in there.
That out.
And the thing is, like, he's sitting there, and it's a woman who's getting ready. She's bouncing on the king or whatever. And it's like, I couldn't look at that without feeling a certain way. So how could the dude who actually put that image together be like, here we go. That'll do it. That'll get people to come in. So,
if you're going to a strip club, you're going to a strip club regardless. If you're going to a party,
mm-hmm.
you're going to a party regardless. Why do you feel it's necessary to have to go to a Martin Luther King Day bash? What makes you think that the way you party, the way you get it in, is respectful enough of that man to say we're partying for Martin Luther King, knowing that you get tore up, you get drunk, or you have strippers and titties all in your face, and you think this is disrespectful. You think that this is what this man's life was about, so let's celebrate this holiday by doing this. You're going to do it anyway.
Right.
Hey, knock yourself out. But don't delude yourself and don't disrespect his memory by using him as the backdrop for your debauchery.
Absolutely. Hey,
don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with a little debauchery. I understand. No. You work all week at the grease mill. You need to let off some steam.
I like that.
That's your business.
Hey, I love
That's fine. You don't have to do it under, out of respect to Mother Teresa.
There you go.
I'm slapping some ass.
There you
no,
go.
No, you're not.
There you go. You won't catch me on October Obama bash. It won't happen. You won't catch me doing
this. This man has got, 3 years left?
Three.
And then he's done.
That's it.
He's done.
He can't
come
back.
Good or ill, I know that there's some people who don't like everything Obama do. We don't like everything Obama do.
You said that.
For the people who call us just Obama lovers, that we love everything Obama do, we got a whole YouTube clip where we roast him.
We do.
So don't give me that. But in 3 years, he's going to be the two-term first black president of the United States. The man's hair is white.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah.
They say that him and Michelle is having tension right now. For you. He didn't have to do this.
He didn't.
Me, myself, I wouldn't have done it.
I'm going to be honest.
He could have been a senator for life.
Yep. For Illinois.
And he did this, and, hey, I wouldn't have took on all that stress. The man's hair is white. The man looks older than when he went in there. And, you know, black men ain't known for living a long time, so we don't know what all this stress.
Or aging badly. Hey, good black don't crack.
Yeah.
But the same thing, like, the man's been in it, like, when Obama first got into the office, man, he had this, I don't even want to say young, he had, like, this,
youthful.
Okay, yeah, the youthful bounce about him. Like, he had every woman swooned over this dude, and I'm like, man, he's a cool dude. I like the man, to the point you're calling him old man Obama. Well,
he's old because of that office holds weight.
Yes, it's heavy as the head.
Again, if you believe, that's a whole nother topic. You believe it's that easy. A lot of my black nationalists love y'all, but a lot of y'all just believe that running the nation is easy. You believe
it's
that somehow the black nation will not have to deal with whatever America or any other power nation in the world has to deal with. I don't know why, but it's not that easy.
You're not gonna run it. We'll get.
Yeah,
that's another.
But
yeah,
we're going. He's going to. My point is, he's going to be done. Let's not have Obama trick bashes. Don't do that to the man. Have a little reverence for the man.
Look,
a little bit. Show him more reverence than you're actually showing Martin Luther King, who a lot of people believe set the stage for all of this. I don't necessarily believe that, I am respectful for the work that he did.
He helped.
Let me be honest. I wouldn't have been a follower of Martin Luther King. I wouldn't have been in the civil rights movement.
You'd have rolled with Malcolm now?
I'd have rolled either with Malcolm
or
them, or definitely if I'd have seen one of the marches and hooked up with Stokely Carmichael,
Kwame
Ture,
we
would have hit it off. James Farmer, we would have hit it off. Martin Luther King, not so much. But I still respect what the man did. I still respect what he did. He set off a movement and set off a way that South Africa, I don't even want to call him free, but South Africa is the country that it is because of Martin Luther King, because he set the table and set the stage. They mimicked what he did.
True. I mean,
just fact.
You know what what bothers me about it, though? It's just, they, and I want to say they, spend enough time tarnishing the image or trying to even remove our black leaders altogether. They either try to put something on their name, or they're even taking it so our future generations won't even know about them.
Again, Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
Martin Luther King, the Martin Luther King you see in the holiday is not the Martin Luther King that actually walked the earth.
The thing is, what I was about to say was, at a certain point in time growing up in school, the only person they gave you was Martin Luther King. Now, if the only person they're giving you is Martin Luther King and they're trying to tarnish his image, what is that saying? They already tried to hit you with Malcolm, like to go give men blowjobs, white men blowjobs.
And he's racist.
And, yeah, like, come on. Like, and then the dude tried to write a book about that. Like, they're secretly
anything to tarnish and bring down.
So why would we, our own people, do it, help them out with it?
Yeah.
It's almost like, hey, you know what? Why we got to keep whipping them? Get them to whip. Let them do it for their... It's the same thing. You got to take responsibility.
818-514-1202.
You got to take
responsibility. Please, we
want to
hear from you guys, too. If you disagree with us, come on in and tell us why it's cool to have him on a strip club flyer. Tell me how it don't hurt anything. There's no problem. Let us know.
Another picture that was sent to me, though, or sent to the Truth Brothers, was of somebody who was using his image as a promotional tool for loofahs. So it was Martin Luther King, right?
As a sale.
Now,
let me ask you something. Was it like a mainstream store, or was it a joke?
No, it wasn't a joke.
It was an
actual
sale.
Somebody had a loofah, and they was like, hey.
But it was a sales paper.
What you mean?
It was like what I'm getting at is.
Oh, was it inside of a sale paper?
Yeah. What I'm getting at is holidays become mainstream. And like Abe Lincoln and President's Day, they have to suffer the indignity of the sale. But it's also part of how the mainstream society has embraced the holiday.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. I think it's a dumb sale, Martin Luther King. It's stupid. But if it was an actual store.
No, it was an actual store that had
that's
one
them embracing
product.
The actual holiday. Because for a long time, you had the holiday and mainstream America act like it didn't exist. So I'm just saying. So I started to see like Martin Luther King Day sales for mattresses and
no.
And
this
eventually
wasn't a sale
you'll
for,
see cars.
This wasn't a sale for loofahs. It was just an actual one particular product. This one particular loofah slapped his name on their product and said, get it, Martin Luther King.
That's just stupid.
Dumb.
All right.
But That's that. You got the rapper who we was talking about. I think we brought him up last.
Just say it.
Martin Luther King. The Kang. I'm sorry.
Say it again.
Marlu space D-A space K-A-N-G. Martin Luther King.
And there's somebody out there who has or knows someone who has given this moron money. I don't care if he's one of the top 10 greatest rappers alive. Just that name in its face should say, hey, man, think about coming at this another way.
And
that's not respectful. That's just...
It's not respectful.
Nothing logic.
Look, I'll take it a step further. The name, disrespectful. The album cover was disrespectful. First off, he got Martin Luther King. The name of the album is Preaching for the Trap, right? Then.
All righty.
Then, of course, one of the songs on there, had to be called I Got the Cream. I Got a Cream. Now, the cream is the money, whatever. Bam. But the album cover has Martin Luther King, the actual Martin Luther King, hands out, backwards hat, 40 chains. And he's just sitting in front of a trap house.
He is an asshole. I can't think of another way to put it. He is a 100% total asshole. Facebook, holler at us. 818-514-1202. Chat room, anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody. Mm-hmm. It's an interactive show. I want to hear from you guys. The man took a neck shot for you.
A bullet to the neck.
He took a neck shot for you.
Something nasty.
He didn't take a neck shot so Jesse Jackson could get rich. No, that's what happened. He did it for you. despite me saying I would not have been down with his cause, I wouldn't have been a freedom rider, not really, I still respect them and understood that they had your best interest at heart. There's many ways to come at a problem. For some of you, my militant brothers out there, Malcolm X said, I don't fight on one front. I fight on all fronts.
Absolutely.
So there's nothing wrong with the tack that Martin Luther King took. There's nothing wrong with that. But you should still respect that, whether you would have been down with it or not. But to let this fool.
There you go. Choose your words, bro.
Dress himself up like this and does this and gets no backlash. No real backlash. Nothing. He ain't been put on. How come he ain't been put on national television and asked these questions? What are you doing, boy? What's wrong with you?
Yeah, you know, here's the thing.
Jesse.
Okay, go ahead. Here we go.
Jesse and others.
And the crew.
And the crew are Tavis, West, all of them quick to jump on television and rake someone over the coals. Why hasn't this rapper been on Tavis and raked over the coals? How come someone ain't educated?
Because you know what
man.
I believe what they're doing? They aren't trying to give people like that any notoriety. I don't think they would want to bring him to the limelight because he's not like he's this overly popular rapper. It's not like you...
Right, but at the same time, you have to say, you get him on there... One, that try to help him, to try to help him see the light. You can't play like ignorance don't exist. And at the same time, I feel what you're saying with that sentiment. But at the same time, we have no problem putting NeNe on TV and interviewing NeNe, Real Housewives of Atlanta,
yeah.
or whatever, loving him. Hey, you got a great season coming up this year. What's going to happen? All... We going to flash titties and fight.
All right.
It got a big season. We got two people flashing titties and three fights this year.
It's going to be awesome. Tune in. Team Mom's coming on after that, too.
You dig what I'm saying?
No, I
got you. That's just one more drop in the bucket to say, hey, this dude, too. Again, we had no problem in making sure that all my baby mamas got shut down. Same thing with that dude got his 10 minutes of negative notoriety to say, nah, we ain't rolling like this. The same thing could have been done here.
I mean, I feel where you at with that. I do feel what you're saying. I just...
To step on a roach, you got to put some light on it.
I feel what you're saying.
818-514-1120. I'm sure some people ain't going to agree with that
one. Yeah, that's a hell of an analogy, but I feel where you're at with that. That passes the test. But, I mean, at the same time, man, like, to get back to what I wanted to say was, as far as the images, the all of the pictures and everything that we've seen, I just, majority of them, like, because the only time you would want to act a fool is if a white person did it.
Let Fox News do it.
Exactly.
Let Fox News do it and do it on something historically correct, like his infidelity.
Right.
Martin
where they
Luther
can actually...
King, preacher or player, coming out on Fox News, Tavis, all the crew.
Al.
Would all be out saying unacceptable, wrong,
indigenously. Cornel West, I hate him.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
Hollywood people would have came out.
But that's my thing. Like you would be in such an uproar about somebody of another race disrespecting you, but you're not upset that your own people do it. Doesn't that bother you? Like, it's cool because you do it. But, I mean, and it's a lot of people because when it was brought up earlier, it was a lot of people that say, well, we call ourselves the N-word all the time. Isn't that disrespectful?
Yes. Now, what do you intend to do about it?
We're going to bury the N-word. That's what they did.
Just the fact. I'm a little twisted about that. Just the fact that you let the people who created the word nigga tell you that, oh, y'all can't, you, we ain't using that word no more. Now it's the N-word. Like, this is Blue's Clues.
Yeah, find it.
You let them turn it into a juvenile third grade word. They used that word to define you. When I was younger, I understood some of the rappers' mentality of we're going to take this word back. I understood the difference between N-I-double-G-E-R and N-I-double-G-A. There was an actual line of thought there, and then for money and profit, we ran it into the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
You dig what I'm saying? So, again, I could differentiate between the two. And I knew if I'm trying to reach my 85er brother and me and my brother bond, but he's still on that street level, I may have enough intelligence not to use that word. But if he say, hey, oh, man, that's Two Brothers Radio. Oh, my God, man, they show they be tripping out, but, man, I be learning a lot from them. Then my niggas, stand that not to be an insult.
True. But,
and the point is, to reach one, to teach one, you got to be able to speak their language.
Absolutely. You have
now,
to be
I believe
related.
At a certain point,
go ahead.
I draw the line to pretty much Tupac and Snoop and them is when we started taking it and using it just for profit. Y'all like to hear that. I'm speaking your language, pay me.
Okay.
Look, when Chuck D made Anti-Nigga Machine, there's a line of thought to that. There's a message behind that. So it doesn't offend me as much.
Go ahead.
You and Siri, right?
Yeah, Siri just hit the button.
It doesn't mean the same as when the Yin Yang Twins do it. Just saying.
Now, see, here's the thing. When I was coming up a little bit, when I finally started, when my light bulb started to twinkle a little bit,
right,
I was starting to get my think together.
Right.
That's what I call it. When I was starting to get my think together, I was basically, Tupac was one of the dudes who, it's two different Pacs to
it
me.
It is. He's a provocative character.
Yeah. He was a provocative character. He was very provocative, but he was smart as
no doubt. I would never say that the man wasn't intelligent.
I gotta say that. That's what I gotta say. I can't say Tupac was smart. He was very intelligent. He had one of the most, I don't want to say prettiest mind. He had a beautiful mind. Let's just say that.
Mega talented.
Yes.
Incredibly.
Now, the same
some
dude
people
that made,
who love him as a, I mean, he was a hell of a rapper.
He was.
I'll be the first to acknowledge that. But he was a better actor.
Yeah.
Yeah. His acting never got to flourish because he got steeped in that tomfoolery.
The only reason
he got steeped in so much controversy that his acting never got a chance to bloom.
And I could believe that. Like, okay, Poetic Justice, especially Above the Rim. I loved him in Above the Rim. That was one joint that he...
Poetic Justice is a bad movie, but here's why it's a bad movie.
How?
A lot of people consider that a bad movie. Wait till we're going to have real... black filmmakers from the organization Real Black Films on in 2 weeks, and I'll be glad to get into that.
Yeah, but go ahead.
But I say it's a bad movie only because the director got caught up in a dilemma. Poetic Justice was supposed to be about Janet Jackson, and midway through that movie, he realized Janet Jackson can't act, and Tupac was out acting her in every scene, and the movie just naturally flowed into being more about, he was more interested in his character. He brought his character to life.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying?
I do.
So if you're looking at the movie, you can see in midstream where he's trying to redirect the focus of the movie to the dude that's shining. I mean, his aura, his shine is just dominating the screen.
But
Tupac captivated you in that movie.
Tupac always had the glow. We always talk about the glow. Janet didn't have a glow.
Exactly.
But
when you start out the movie, Janet is a bigger star.
She is.
Way bigger star. She had acting experience.
But she didn't have a glow.
No. I agree.
Okay.
But you're trying to push a movie, and you want this big grossing, and this was supposed to have been her breakout movie, and it just collapsed in on itself because she couldn't bring out that. And he took it and just, you could see him just raising his game in that movie.
And I mean, and that's what I mean about his acting skills. That's that.
Yeah.
But like I said, one thing about the thing like I was getting to about Tupac, that when I was coming up and I was starting to, like I said, my bulb was starting to twinkle and I was starting to become aware of what was around me. Changes. Songs, yeah, like Changes. Like I used to listen to that all the time, and the more I heard it, the more I was understanding what he was saying. He had, like, not even Hail Mary. It was just so many songs that the man did that I was just like, okay, I feel him. But that's why I said it was all, with me, he had a balance. Yeah, he may hit him up, but like I said, he made changes. So, therefore, I was able to say, okay, I see who the dude is, but I'd rather follow this part of him. Like, I know that sounds kind of crazy.
No,
a
it
little
isn't.
Bit.
Because look at his second album. His second album was just, look, first album, Tupac was my dude.
Yes.
Tupac was my dude. Second album came out, I got it. First one, Holla If You Hear Me, I'm like, yeah. And as that album goes on, by the time you get to side two, it takes this turn. And it's that duality you talking about.
Right.
It's that it takes that duality. One minute he got Keep Your Head Up on the same album, he got I Get Around.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I believe in the fact that the man, like, it you can't be, I don't think he was struggling to be both. Like, he wanted to be the intellectual, but he still wanted to keep image about him alive. And Brenda's got a baby, like,
first
genius, like,
yeah.
One of the greatest stories
violence.
I've ever
violence
yes like
violence. That's one of my favorite. I flirt with making that a break.
No, you really can't do that.
Yeah, I know
you can't do that.
I know
you can't make violence a break. No, we could not play that. We could on Uncensored Day,
right?
Like, we could do that,
right?
But I mean, like I said, he had a balance, you know, with him. And that's like, well, I could say, hey, I can pick, like, if you throw something negative about Pac to me, I can give you something else. So, and that's fine. Like, people are going, nobody's perfect.
No doubt.
Nobody's perfect. Therefore, I give that man a pass. Martin Luther King got out here. Martin Luther King was out there doing his thing. Martin Luther King helped everybody, regardless on if you loved him, hate him, disrespect him, whatever. If you didn't ride with his decision or not, at the end of the day, that man's presence alone helped you in everything. You wouldn't be able to get your jobs or whatever you're doing right now if it was not for that man. Speaking of jobs, we got to do our job and pay these bills, man. We'll be right back. Truth Brothers Radio.
Brothers Radio.
Memories on corners with the foes and the moles. Watch up the store for the road, talking straightforward to hoes. Got Uncle Zach smoking, some will blow up their nose to cope with their lows. The wind is holding, it blows. In they socks and they souls, niggas holding they rolls. Corners leave souls open and closed, hoping for more, with nowhere to go. Niggas rolling it droves, they shoot the wrong way, cause they ain't know.
Brothers Radio.
Oh, John, we've been married 30 years now, and I love you more every single day. Tonight, we're going to celebrate. I made a delicious dinner at your favorite, and afterwards, a little something special for you. I can't wait.
She's excited. You've been married a long time. But she's not the same Fox she was in high school. Tonight, you might need a little help. Let Viagra pick up the tab. With Viagra, you can maintain an erection for up to 4 hours, and you'll be ready to give her the best night she's had in years.
Oh, John,
This is amazing. I haven't felt this good in years.
If erection lasts more than 4 hours, please consult a doctor. Erections lasting more than 4 hours may be dangerous and unsightly. Do not go into the workplace with your 4-hour long-lasting erection.
Truth Brothers Radio.
There's a war going on within, called sin, derived to install division amongst men. Denied from a lost precision, we run thin. From the end of American made, I will begin. Now Muhammad and Asua, like yet, I couldn't see it. Took the gun out of my mouth, couldn't believe it. The grievance led me to a point where I'd rather stop breathing instead of succeed the treason season. I lost my wife, I lost my right. She took my son, I feel as if I lost my life. I caused a strike, now I'm in an out-of-state telly with a telly and a...
True Brothers, yeah, True Brothers Radio. We're back and we're talking about dissing Martin Luther King, disrespecting one of the great iconic leaders in world history, period.
I was just going to say of America.
No, world history. That man is respected all over the world.
Like Jordan.
Damn.
Yeah, hey, whatever. He's a celebrity.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah, I guess. Is it cool to treat your iconic leaders like a celebrity?
Do they want that, though?
I don't think they want that. I'm saying, is it cool to do that? I don't think they want that.
Because I believe at a certain point in
time... Mandela don't want to strip a party in his name.
But would that be a celebrity treatment? I don't think that's a celebrity treatment, like to have a stripper party in his name.
Okay, that's Mandela just... don't want to be on the red carpet at the Oscars.
All right, there you go.
Or Mandela don't want the interview of the year to be coming from E.
Ah.
Okay.
There you go. That works. You don't
right after
Terrence,
Keeping Up with the Kardashians,
we got
Mandela.
Terrence J interviewing Mandela.
Right, right.
Gonna be hot, y'all. Like the noise.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I got you. Okay, that makes sense.
So, you know, I think that there's people out there. I mean, there's people out there who... Hey, there's comedians. You need all kinds. There's comedians who can make you think. Richard Pryor made you think.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt.
So did George Carlin.
George Carlin made you think.
Mm-hmm.
You have to respect their intellect, but at the same time, they could make you laugh.
Right. And that was the beauty of their genius.
Yes.
That was the beauty.
Now,
of their
genius. At the same time, you've got some leaders and some people who you respect their intellect, but you don't degrade them by disrespecting them. Again, some people take better care of encircling their leaders with the proper respect than others, because you're never going to have an Elijah Muhammad teenage stripper party.
Yeah,
and teenagers and Elijah Muhammad... People have worked hard to try to make them two words go hand in hand. But if you try to come out with some flies with that, you're going to get visited.
Quickly. Yeah.
Because there's groups out there that's not going to allow that to happen.
But the thing is, the question we have to ask ourselves, though, is why are there not groups to stop this? Well, there are groups that can stop the hit.
Yeah.
The NAACP could actually go and say, hey, man, we can't do this.
They did the first year when we first covered it. You said the NAACP
they got involved,
called the printer that made the flyer and tried to not threaten him, not disparage him. They tried to educate him.
They just tried to inform dude that, hey, man, that's disrespectful. And they didn't beat it. They didn't shove it down his throat about how it was disrespectful. They just said, hey, man, that's disrespectful. You shouldn't do this. And the dude just said, hey, man, it brings me money. I'm going to get as many people as I can to my party.
Yeah, but the printer actually got the point. The dude who made the flyer got the point.
The dude who made the flyer was the one who was like, yo, I'm going to keep doing what I do. the dude who was promoting the party.
I got it backwards. Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay.
The dude who made the flyer was like, I'm going to do what I do. And, hey, I'm going to try to get this man business on their birthday. And what's crazy is, of that time, dude had one of the largest turns out of that party. I don't know if it was necessarily because of the flyer. I don't believe
right,
that. I believe he was going to have...
Right, professional promoters know how to bring in a crowd.
Exactly. And I believe he didn't have to do that. Look, if you wanted to put the letters, MLK Bash, whatever, and leave him out of it, whatever.
You don't have to say MLK Bash. All you got to do is say Bash with strippers. You know your client base. You know how to bring them in.
But if you wanted to make, I'm not for making a reference around his holiday for your boot party, your booty popping promotion. I'm not for that. But if you were going to, you don't have to put that man's image in that.
No.
And what's crazy is there are thousands, like literally I couldn't put all of the pictures that come up when there comes to King's party promotions. There are thousands of different disrespectful images that come up that it's like one picture I had seen, and this wasn't even a party promotion. This was just somebody said, hey, I'm doing it. Got Miley twerking on Martin, just like, yeah,
because
she likes it, and he does too. And it's at his I Have a Dream speech in Washington, D.C., and he's facing the crowd with his hand out, and Miley twerking on him with his tongue out.
818-514-1202. Last year was the anniversary of the March on Washington, 50th anniversary.
Mm.
Now, I want to hear from you guys out there. Everybody who spoke at the thing, I don't think even should have had the right to touch the mic. Personally.
Wow.
Personally.
Like your girl, Maya, Miss Angelou. You know she spoke to.
Yeah. No, okay. I understand Maya Angelou touching the mic. Is she bogus for making such an uproar about the sculpture, but you was on the planning committee that you never attended one meeting, and then you got mad about the sculpture? You're bogus. But I understand her touching the mic. I was thinking more like Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg got a speech.
Why is he there?
Why? I understand you being in the crowd. I understand it. I'm glad that his consciousness, I've seen him on many a documentary, especially about music. The man knows his music, and he knows his musical history. He's very eloquent about that, and he's really insightful on that. Same time, you went up to an award show with two females on chains and collars,
dog
and you
collars.
Thought that was cool. And to me, you don't get to touch the mic. Glad you're there. Don't get to touch the mic.
Okay.
That's just me.
No, you're right.
818-514-1202. Like to hear from you guys out there. Me, myself, I've been like, glad you're here. Maybe we'll pan at you at the end, but you're not touching the mic.
Maybe we'll run the camera past you, but you're not getting up here talking about for shizzle. It's not happening.
I'm saying.
I got you. No, you.
I'm saying.
You actually have a point, man.
The man's best friend is a pimp, a professed pimp who walks around in dollar suits. And at the same time, you're going to let him touch the mic and talk about Martin Luther King.
And the next week, he'll be hosting Nickelodeon's Fun Kid Festival.
Running commercials for his porn business. Just saying.
Oh, God. You know what? The hypocrisy.
That's all I'm saying.
The hypocrisy.
That's all I'm saying.
Of the people.
If you want to roll with the women on collars, that's your business. I don't agree with it. Some women may not agree with it, but it is his business.
It's closed door business.
But that means if you dabble in certain things, you can't be everything to everybody. That's your business. Again, I don't want Ron Jeremy coming up giving a speech about JFK, though they both was professional slangers. It's still a little bit wrong. Ron Jeremy going to speak on JFK. No. And he could be, he could know everything there is to know about JFK.
Including
really
what he
could.
Did with Maryland.
He really could. He could really probably be insightful. Ron Jeremy don't get to speak at a JFK memorial.
He can't. He can't do it.
I'm just saying.
You can't have a John Wilkes Booth and Abraham Lincoln.
The Booth family for Abraham's balconies. No. Just saying.
Oh, God, it's funny being smart. Anyway, oh, God, that's fun. That's a hey, Ron. Porno Ron in them.
Just saying.
We was trying to keep it so smart. We was trying. And you went there. Porno Ron in them. Okay. But yeah, man, you caught me with that one. I ain't even lying. You caught me. I didn't. I was not expecting.
To me, it correlates. I just Snoop, sure he's a talented guy. No, for this, no, not you today. No.
Look.
Yeah.
Look. I just want to ask anybody who I know it's not going to happen. That's fine. But anybody who's actually listening, who knows anybody who is going to do these promos, because, look, they're not going to – I would want them to stop. You can promote the party without using that man's image. I've said that before. Can we at least stop it? Can we?
If you see one on Facebook, if you see one, shoot them an email. Put it in their message, man, this is kind of wrong. Sure, you'll get unfriended, but you know where the parties are.
You can go there. Right.
You can still go. But I'm just saying, you have to make some noise.
You do.
You have to, if you're truly offended, you have to make some noise.
The thing is, almost every time we've made noise about something, results happen. Some form of results. The recently thing we made noise about that didn't
Slimmerman.
Happen. Yeah, but
fight.
That was the fight.
People made
now here's
noise.
What's crazy. That wasn't even as much when you know what kind of I know you know what bothers me about that a little bit. We made less noise about the fight than we did about the verdict, which is fine. The verdict was so screwed up. We should have made more noise about that.
Yes,
but what's crazy is you. We made more noise about the fight, but nothing happened. The man, like, I was having a discussion the other day with somebody. Shouts out to the people that locked me up, whatever. Not locked me up in prison, but did my dreadlocks.
You had me for a minute.
Yeah, that did my dreadlocks, man. Shouts out to them. But I was talking to them because they asked me, what did you think about the Zimmerman fight? And I was like, look, like we talked about it earlier, let it happen, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I said to them, quite simple. The man is almost untouchable. Almost. The reason I said that was because the man's been pulled over twice. Both times he's got away. The man threatened his girlfriend, wife, and her father with a gun at her dad's house.
Broke up those pesky iPads because they got cameras on them.
And still got away. The man killed an unarmed teenager. Got away. Look, let Zimmerman just go. It's wrong to say forget about it.
In this case, I'm going to agree with my mystery believing Christians and let God take care of it.
Let Jesus take the wheel.
Just let God take care. Let the universe. Me must let the universe deal with that.
Cuz you're not going to be able to do unless you willingly go out there. Get that man's head personally, and you're going to look like a villain or whatever. So it's nothing you can do about it right now. Just let the man go. Your protest, you've done that. Your best thing you can do right now is show respect to Trayvon's memory. That's the best you can do right now. And it's wrong to say because you got the fight canceled. Me, myself, honestly, I'd love if you're getting an old guy who wants to fight, I'd have loved to see him get in there with Tyson. Tyson's old. Tyson can't box no more on the thing. If I had a choice, put him in there with Tyson, let Tyson knock his block loose, give Zimmerman his couple thousand, and we'll just take that as a moral victory.
Don't care. I'm getting there.
That's where you're at?
I am. I'm getting there. Look, to my listenership, I love you guys.
We love
you guys.
We do. Absolutely.
We just had fun with the Terrible Truth.
We enjoyed
Facebook
it.
Was blowing up. I love it. That is why I love Mondays and I love doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And I never want to stop, honestly. If I could do this, I was just telling someone, if I could do this 5 days a week, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Absolutely.
Let me just say something. And I love, we've got people in the queue. They've been with us the whole show. I love that. Got people on Facebook. Here's my problem, though.
Here we go.
Seriously.
Here we go.
One of the shows I looked forward to the most was She's Out. That was one of my favorite shows. Got a lot of feedback from that show. At the Single Mothers. Got a lot of feedback from that show. Terrific. We just did the one with La Crush. Got tremendous feedback from that show.
Wow.
Love it. Fun. We're talking about Martin Luther King, one of the most prolific figures in world history today.
Man, 10 minutes for the show's out.
10 minutes for the show's out. We haven't got one call. No comments on the book. Nothing. No one raising their hands. I'm glad you like listening to us. That's flattering. We have a lot of shows like this where people just say, just like hearing y'all talk about it. You guys are great. But we do this show. It's interactive. We want to hear from you guys.
I take it as this. I put it like this. I take it as the people want to go ahead.
No, go ahead.
The people take it as it's almost like you're sitting in front of a classroom and your teacher is talking. That's what I take it as. I take it as people like to hear what we talk about on the second half, even like during the first. We don't get a lot of calls, especially during, we get majority of the calls on the second half. We don't get a lot of calls on The Terrible Truth because people want to sit there, listen, have fun, and laugh. The other side, I take it as people want to sit back, listen, and learn.
And that's respectful and it's flattering. I love it. But this is talk radio. And part of the reason we want to do this is I love that you like our opinions like that. But we want to hear from you guys, too, because that helps us. It helps us grow. We've gotten a lot of comments from people where we've grown from listening to them. But we do have a caller. So let's get with them. 815, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? What's your comment?
It's very disrespectful, but from a capitalist standpoint, which is basically what our society has boiled down to, money talks, bullshit walks, fuck morals, religion, and everything else, it makes sense from a promoter standpoint, but it still... very disrespectful, but what can we expect from these niggers? Yes, niggers, and I'm black. Niggers in society.
Right. Well, I mean, from a capitalist point, very profitable to sell us, beat us, and make us slaves. It made a lot of money. It was still wrong.
Mm-hmm. It's very wrong. I completely agree. It's ignorant. It's disrespectful. It's not showing respect to one of the biggest figures in African American history. And we have come so far, first black president in office, and black people are just showing how much. it's. I don't even know how to describe the state of black America right now. It's in shams. It's terrible. Society looks at us as a joke because a lot of people in the younger generation don't respect themselves. Yeah, teenagers doing twerk videos. They 12, 13. Mom, did y'all see the video with the help of doing a twerk video on her son right there? We got to do better.
I agree with you. We gotta do better. And thank you for the call. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Here's my problem. Just because it make money don't make it cool. And I know that ain't what she was saying, but here's my thing. There's certain people in this world who are so protective of their history and their figures that they are willing, they'll go to war over it, because as profitable as it is, if someone wanted to have a Golda Meir strip party and they had an image of Golda Meir with her breasts out twerking, you're gonna get visited by some people.
Yes, you are.
You are gonna get visited by some people, because some people would love their figures who have did a lot for them so much that they're not having it.
And
I'm saying we should be a little bit like that.
You're absolutely right. The thing is, though, I do understand what you're saying, and I do feel what you're saying. But a lot of times, because the world, money rules this world, and I do, and that's why I said I kind of get what
that's
the listener was saying.
That's why I used to figure that, you know, stereotypically, they claim... Stereotypically, people of lesser intelligence believe that Jews are all about money, and that is far from the truth.
They're not.
And Jews
do
not play with their iconic figures.
But we do. They're, like you said, like you was just saying about, we need to be the same way. I heard a quote by Kendrick Lamar, and I don't want to say it like he's this prophet or nothing. He's not a prophet.
No, I got
but
you.
He's highly intelligent. The dude said, 400 years of having nothing, you got to understand why the next 400 years we try and stunt. The thing is, we are trying to catch up, but we're trying to catch up to the wrong things. We're trying to catch up. They've had their time to have the money and everything, that they were able to do all these things, and now it's to a point where they feel like, you know what? I want to try to live this righteous life. We found out money isn't everything. It's taken us longer to find that out because we haven't had it. Like Chris Rock even said, we need to learn how to save our money versus going out and buying stuff that's going to deplete, that's not going to be relevant in 2 months. In 2 months, I've seen people switch phones after phone after phone when your first or second iPhone works just as good as the last one you just got. But you're going to blow extra dough, extra money, because you're trying to keep up with the Joneses, who's trying to keep up with the Jetsons. It makes no sense.
Nice.
So all I'm saying is, I get why we as true black people or minorities all together think that we have to use money to reach the next level of somebody else, when they're going to tell you it's not money that does that. It's not money that does that. It's culture and it's intelligence and it's history that helps you get better.
And money follows that.
Exactly. Money is not everything.
That's one thing we got to learn. You know, it used to be a old saying from one of the investment companies, it's not what you earn, it's what you keep.
And I'm saying money isn't everything, but being broke ain't a damn thing. But go ahead. That's wrong. That
all right.
Wrong. Is it wrong?
Yeah.
I don't like it. Broke. Broke kills you, people.
Don't like it.
Broke dies. If you're broke, you're dead. I'm sorry. That's life. Money can't buy everything, but broke can't buy you a damn thing. There you go.
There you go.
And smooth music.
The Street Radio cuts off everybody who listens with us. Not we got people from California and Baltimore out there.
We have you to thank for. Okay, thank y'all for listening to the show. And if you keep
shut up. Oh my God, this was a great show.
Yes,
and this
was
one of the best camping groups in a long time.
Pass
that around.
Hey, everybody, man, keep following us on Instagram. Keep us up on Facebook. Keep talking about us on Twitter. Man, YouTube, everywhere. True Brothers are everywhere. Shoot us in our emails. We want truth at ACC.net. And shoot us up on truthbrosradio@gmail.com, and we'll definitely read any comments, anything you put in there about us, good, bad, and different.
There you go. And make sure you join us next week when we will get into the myth, education of the American,
and another great terrible truth.
There you go. And this has been a G Network presentation, and we're gonna let you know that if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
then the truth ain't in you.
Peace, y'all.
Truth, thank you.